G'day, Emily. Peter Wilson again. Okay, thank you. No worries. Oh, computer's late. Haven't got a fucking clue. You're fucking. Oh, battling on for a Friday, mate. Yourself? Yeah. Did you get that invoice we sent? Oh, it's all right. Right. Sorry, go ahead. It was yesterday, mate. We had basically troubles with the computer, so Penny had to print it out, photograph it, and email you a photo office or something like that. From peterw10 at bigpond.com, and that was to exoticvet@mail.com, I think. No, I don't think so. Unless you just text it to you on your phone. Alrighty. Ah, right. Okay. Oh, bugger. Right. Oh, battling on. Well, our house gets demolished in about a bit over 2 weeks, so we're in panic mode and packing up and trying to store things and the stuff you accumulate after 35 years. Real fun and games. Listen, if you've got 2 secs, I wanted to pick your brain about a case I've got. A Peking duck with chronic weight loss and leg weakness, and when I x-ray her, she's chock-a-block full of metal. Lives on a farm. There's a man's shed, garage, and bits of metal everywhere. She's got a scrap junk metal yard inside of her, little bits of coiled springs and all sorts of things. And she's got a very, very, very undersized egg in there as well. They initially thought she was egg-bound, but on x-ray she's got an egg in there about the size of a, or bigger than a cockatiel's egg, but not much bigger, but a huge amount of metal. And I'm assuming we've got kidney issues and sort of pressure on sciatic nerves and stuff. I'm just wondering if you've had many or had any joy with them. We've got her on calcinate and dipenamine and nursing, etc. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. All right. This is all fragments of metal. This is all fragments of metal rather than sharp ones. But I've got a jar I got out of one chook, and it had screws, pop rivets, springs, ball bearings, went on and on, and a whole stack of broken glass that ended up looking like the glass you get on the beach, all rounded off, all tumbled, all smoothed. And I've got this jar, one of those, you know, yellow-capped specimen jars, and it's half full of all of this junk. It just was incidental finding on a post-mortem chook that had egg yolk peritonitis. So it wasn't affected at all by it. But this one, I've treated it for a week, and we're not really, the nursing, the crop feeding, the calcinate, and we're not really getting, no. Does a funny little shuffle. It loves being out in the pond. Take it out of the pond, and it does a little shuffle back in the water because it's supporting a weight. But Push it out. I know what you mean. We used to use a bit of Metamucil and things like that, or peanut paste and Metamucil and that sort of thing. There'd be from pinhead to double match head size fragments, and there'd be 50 or 60 fragments in there. There's a lot. Well, she's getting the calcinate injections, and we're using D-penamine solution to make up the crop thing, the NeoCare. So she's getting oral D-penamine as well. And I thought, what else? I'll pick your brain, but Yes, well, I must admit we haven't done bloods on her. Trying to watch the costs with owners, but I think we might have some permanent changes. Yeah, I could do that. Yep. Won't be too expensive. That's a thought. Her colour on her mouth doesn't seem too bad, but no, that's good advice as well. Thanks, mate. We've often used AstroTurf or something like that too. The outdoor carpet. Certainly. No, it's always the way. We've had her in for a week. She came in last Friday, and the owners are leaving tomorrow to go on holidays for a month. It's always the way. Yeah, well, they are prepared to do that if I feel it's worth it, and if you've got to sort of juggle cost and end result. Yeah. No, they haven't. Yeah, I understand. Well, it's all work that you're doing, and yeah. Oh, yeah, it's all. All the rest, it's all time and money. Yeah. Now, you pretty much confirmed what I suspected, mate. It is a bit of a bugger. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yes, she's actually not eating particularly well at the moment now. She hasn't eaten well. We're crop feeding, I don't know, 3 or 4 times a day. They mainly brought her in because of the leg weakness and not eating. So it had been going for a bit of time at home. She's a Peking duck, but she's down to about 1.4 kilos. So she's getting a bit on the lean side as well. Yeah. We'll see it. No. Yeah. Yes. Well, this was they're on acreage up the valley here. Well, a lot of acreage, you have the tractor sheds and people working on machinery and the man's cave out the back and that sort of caper, and there's lots and lots of bits of metal around the place, even down to very old buildings with flaking off lead-based paint I've had happen on farm buildings. So yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, holy smokes. Right. They obviously had some target practice. Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is the whole thing, and prevention. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that with the metal detector. That's worth a try. Although this stuff. Quite a lot of it. You're ranging from pinhead size to 3 times match head, so you've got lots and lots and lots of fine little stuff. I had one client that had veggie gardens all around close to the old farmhouse, and we basically had flaking lead-based paint into the gardens, and they would let the ducks forage through the gardens or put a green crop in, and in the end, there we just had to fence it and exclude the ducks from that area. And that seemed to help prevent them picking it up. But there was just too much, I think, using a metal detector to find every little fragment. You'd almost be excavating the soil and dumping it, or taking off the top foot or something and dumping it. Yeah. Right. Yep. Oh, well, there you go. Yes. A bit suggestive, isn't it? Right. I know what you mean. Well, this stuff seems to be typically what you get around a workshop. Bits of metal. A lot of it seems to be sort of corroded. There's little semicircular parts of springs, all of that that junk. No definite nails or screws or whatever, but certainly several bits of little circular springs. Anyhow. No, no, it's all small case. Peter W. Peter W. Ah, right. Peter W. Mm-hmm. I took you down to the new one. Yes, yes. We're in the process of, we're still packing up in the main house and putting stuff into storage that we can't put into that other little house. And it just goes on and on. We're still pretty much finished packing up stuff in the main house, but God, it's amazing what you accumulate after 35 years. Lots and lots of clutter and... Oh, it is, mate. And at the same time, trying to... I've got a few medical issues going on myself and the vet work and one thing and another, and it's just, God, I'll be happy when it's all over. And people are saying, aren't you all excited about building a new house? And I said, no, I'm over it. Just want it done and finished. Yeah, anyhow. God. That's it. That's basically, look, Penny, yeah. Not really. Oh, look, I'd have to check with Penny, mate. Right, we'll try that. Mm-hmm. All righty, or not. Yep, fire away. All small case. Yep. The... Yep. Underline. Right. Uh-huh. Yep. At Hotmail, was it? Hotmail.com. And it was just that .v underscored. Okay. Scored. Alrighty, mate, we'll try that. And I was so, feeling so pleased I thought we'd finally got it to you. No worries. Well, we had bank details on the email, mate, but yes, yeah, I'll get Penny on for that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be fine, Vanessa. Okay, mate. Yeah, thanks. It does, it does. Dearly loved and all, as usual. But, yeah. Oh, thanks for your thoughts and advice, mate. Yeah, it is, it is. All right. Exactly. Yes. Just rechecking it and running it past. I appreciate it. All right. You too, mate. Have a good weekend. Rightio then. Okay, Vanessa. Bye then. See ya.